I know you just want to be okay. Your struggles are constant. Your conflicts are continuous. Your battles are endless. You just look forward to that place in time where everything will just finally be okay. Really, though, who is it in this life that's truly okay? I know you look at someone who lives around you or that you're acquainted with, and it looks like that they've got it all together. But the simple fact of the matter is that regardless of what outward appearances may suggest, we are all weak, frail, flawed, and endlessly faltering creatures. All of us, without exception. The entire creation, every last bit of it, has been subjected against their will to vanity. None can escape it, not even you. That's why Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8 and verse 20, "For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope." That word vanity there, that we've all been subjected to, is defined as emptiness, lack of substance to satisfy desire, uncertainty, fruitless desire endeavor, trifling labor that produces no good, empty pleasure. That's what we've all been subjected to. Some of the ways that this word has been translated by various versions are that we've been subjected to aimless frustration, to imperfection, to folly, to failure, to futility, to weakness, to limitation. Does that sound like you? Well, it sounds like me. In fact, here at home, you know, when some of us have problems and we mess up through the day, or maybe we're not feeling well or going through a trial, you know, we just remind each other we're just broken, and we're broken at the Father's hand. Even though none of us are okay today, all of us will be gloriously and permanently corrected in the resurrection. And that's what Paul says there. We've been subjected to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope or expectation or confident expectation. You might as well go ahead and admit it, for now you're broken and you're not going to be fixed. Granted, on some days you might appear that you're better and that things are improving, and that some of the circumstances seem to indicate that you're going to be okay, but the wearisome cycle will simply reoccur. Thus it is by God's design. The Father is bringing you to a place where you're okay with not being okay, a place where you simply rest in his current purpose and plan for your training and development, for that grand and magnificent culmination that he has also wonderfully and skillfully designed, especially for you in your next life. Christianity always wants to fix everything. Religious bookstores are filled with how-to books. Clergy continually weary their parishioners with what they must do to correct things. The pressure is constantly on to get everything fixed, focusing on the problems, on the circumstances, on changing everything, on deliverance from what makes us not okay. Please don't be influenced to buy into this elusive dream. Though you may have reoccurring periods of better circumstances and better performances, what ultimately stops you from being truly okay will never change. The root of your real problems not coming from your varied and fluctuating circumstances. They're actually coming from the design of God found in you, the failure to which he has subjected you. He's purposefully and expertly created in you flaws, an abundance of them, that will never go away in this lifetime. Count on it. If God himself, in his great wisdom and love for you, has at this time subjected you to frailty and futility, all the self-help religion in the world's not going to be able to fix it. Because of this, the wise and competent plan of God, the real answer is never to be found in you or me at all. The answer is to be found in Him and in Him alone. It'll be found in knowing just who He really is and just what His plans for you are in this temporal life. Paul wrote that he learned from God that His grace was sufficient for him, and that Paul found his strength, his sufficiency in Christ in the middle of his weakness. Paul wrote that he was what he was by the grace of God. Herein lies the great key. God has made you what you are. You are His handiwork, every bit of you, flaws and all. You are what you are by God's direct hand. Rest in Him. Rest in His work in you. Rest in His plan for you. Rest in His sure outcome for you. For now, you're but a gallery of brokenness beyond repair. One day, you'll be okay. In the resurrection, Father will perfect His work in you. Until then, just learn to be okay with not being okay. It's all Father's plan. To Him, beautiful is the mess we are. So relax and enjoy His work. Now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's Ingrid Michaelson singing Be Okay.
Something today, and I just wanna feel the day, feel the day, feel the day. I just wanna feel something today. Open me up and you will see. I'm a gallery of broken hearts. I'm beyond repair. Let me be and give me back my broken parts. I just wanna know today, know today, know today. I just wanna know something today. Cause I just wanna know today, know today, know today. Know that maybe I will be okay. Open me up and you will see. I just wanna be okay, be okay, be okay. I just wanna be okay today. Cause I just wanna feel today, feel today, feel today. I just wanna feel something today. And I just wanna know today, know today.